We have been facing some of the challenges, of course, with the our embassies outside, generally in regards to the payments of salaries and the rents of the premises of the embassies itself.
Mm.
And these challenges have been going on now for some time. And it is true that these are overall challenges we are facing here in the country that also extend to the embassies, because we are running these embassies here from South Sudan. And the moment we have difficulties, financial difficulties, of course, we also the running of the embassies outside. In this case, because right now, he's trying his best to make sure that those challenges are met by way of paying the late fees and also paying the salaries of the staff. It is not only you, but the United States is overall. Of course, we have 39 embassies, and these 39 embassies are affected by this crisis that we are having here. But we are really working so that we make sure that these crises are met and the salaries are paid and the embassies are maintained.
How long has it taken those people there to stay without receiving salaries and even rent for their houses?
For the last 3 or 4 months or so, the government has not been able to send regular salaries and rent because of this financial hardship that we are facing here. And all of us know that even here in South Sudan, the salaries have not been coming on time for some months. And the challenges that we all are aware of. And so it is going to be resolved. Our people have to be patient. And the government is working to make sure that these issues are resolved.
The reports as we are hearing are that, like in the U.S., there is only one person now in the office who is very active. The driver is gone. And so how soon is the government trying to make sure those people are paid in time so that the embassy can continue operating normally?
This is a tireless effort that the government is doing. We cannot give you how soon or how 1 month or 2 months. But, you know, we are people that have crisis. What we need to do as people is to be patient and work closely together to help the government. So that the government also does what we need by giving the service to the people with all this hardship. And so the patient is the key. And when you get the patient, you expect something good comes to you. And so it is soon going to be resolved. Our embassies are going to run again smoothly as they used to. And so people have the patient.
Okay. Are there any efforts being put to solve the problem immediately? Is there somebody planning to go there, or what is exactly happening?
You know, if the government gives money now, we will try to spend some months to dispute the tensions and the crisis that are really immediate. And then as we go along, we will try to pay the arrears. And so very soon, it doesn't take long that the money will be paid. The embassies, and so our embassy staff can get what can keep them going on for some time before we finally resolve the issue. So it's going to be very soon.
Okay, now we move to the issue on Abia. We heard that there were some talks in Addis Ababa organized by the High Level Implementation Panel. Is South Sudan participating in that talks?
We are supposed to participate at level of presidential, but unfortunately, due to other engagements, the president couldn't make it to go to Addis. But next round, hopefully, attention will be okay, and the president will attend, and the meeting, I think, will finally resolve the issue.